And as promised, there's someone that we're looking for here. As soon as we locate it, there we go. No, you're looking the wrong way. I'm talking about someone that you would not hear, but it's somewhere.
Hey,
so
okay.
the audience can definitely hear.
Oh, that's good.
Good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And good evening to you at home as well.
Tara ba dumedise le bone. Re tshepe gone gore ba tlotse sente. Ebile ba emetse tulaganyo e hela ka laboraro mongwe le mongwe.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for being patient on the 7-day wait, Yone, for Greater Than Fitness. Today, we are talking about stretching and what that can do for your body. Is that critical for your fitness and wellness? And that's a big question. And people will say a lot of different things. You know, we are breaking down fitness and making it understandable for everybody at home and for you in particular. And now with stretching and wellness, people often think that stretching is a way to prevent injury. What do you think?
There's a client of mine, Remajol.
Yes.
Alice needs to let him in on the stretches that she does that helps her lose weight.
Yes.
She kept him a big secret.
Hey.
And get on it along the remedy yaho lose weight. So as soon as she shares those, for me personally, my belief is condition to ready it for whatever endeavor or whatever situation that you could be undertaking. And over time, the muscles hardly in relaxation mood. Di tshwanela go gore gongwe o di phuthulle.
Yes.
So that they are accommodative or they are receptive to whatever stimuli that you could be throwing at them.
Yes. What kind of stimuli? The activities that you're going to be doing. What kind of stimuli? Kaore, our long-winded friend is not here. What to accommodate yano.
Yani maitemogelo a me a magolo ke gore mo pakeng e re tsena mo go yone le paka ya mariga la ba tlhalositse gore monongwa ga mariga a teng ga nna go nna bogale a jo bokalo o ta fitela ka re bo molemo ka ba bo mosola a ja gone go stretcha di muscle a pele ga o tsa karolo mo go sepe go botlhokwa thata thata ka gone gore gongwe serame sa be se setsene thata mo go tsone ebile go tlhokagala thata gore gongwe o diphuthulle gore di kgone gore di amogele yone tiro e leng gore gongwe o tla bo e dira.
Yes, wa amogela tiro. Yes, we understand that. But now my question is, does it prevent injury in the exercise you're about to be doing?
It helps the muscles to be, or it readies the muscles, but it doesn't prevent.
Aha. Yes, so basically what it does is, It allows blood flow to go into the muscles so that you perform better.
Yeah.
It's just like that. So it doesn't take time when you are actually exercising for you to get things like range of movement and to be able to be more explosive. However, over time, if you are working on your flexibility, you are then less likely to be injured, to get injured when you're exercising. So what does that mean? It means stretching is not something you only do when you are about to exercise. It's something you should put into your daily routine at all times because it's just good for you. So, one of some of the things, it improves your blood flow.
Yeah.
And we all need blood flow throughout our bodies. You'll find, especially with elder people, blood flow can be a problem. So if they just incorporate stretching, this can often help a significant amount. It also means that your movements are more fluid, so they're more efficient because you're not stopping and hitching. So if you say when you're walking and your hip is tight, you have a slight limp, you're not moving in a fluid way, so you're not performing to the best of your ability.
Okay.
So, right, big things. Number one. When you're stretching, you should warm up first. What does that mean? It means do something that gets your heart rate pumping.
Yeah.
Because we want those muscles to be able to take in that blood flow when you're stretching. Makes sense.
Oscar di Makat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Number two, breathing when you're stretching. I want you to do an exercise today. Before you
this is you to the audience, by the way.
Yes.
No.
You at home. Just do that stretch where you bend down and touch your knees. See how far you get.
Yeah.
And then breathe deeply for 10 seconds. You will see yourself stretching further and further. And then stand up. And then stretch again. And you'll see you will go further than even the furthest first you time, were yeah. before. And that's because our muscles really do accommodate and work with you as you go. If you continue to do that, those differences, that deep stretching, will become easier and easier. Secondly, listen to your body. Stretching should never be painful. All right? And then, you know this bouncing thing? Let's don't do the bounce. It's really not good for the muscles. Rather, what you want to do is do the active stretching. So that means when you if you're not doing the static stretching, which is sitting down and touching your toes, active stretching will be to touch your toes and then stretch up into the air, touch your toes, stretch up into the air. So that's a full movement where you're feeling the stretch and then you're countering the stretch. So those are the four big things. And then the last one of all is that most important stretch you can do is the stretch you do after your training. The reason for that is your muscles are tired. You have put lactic acid into your muscles. This is an opportunity to have your heart rate a little bit high, but to pull that lactic acid out of your muscles, because more often than not, that stiffness that you have in your muscles is due to lactic acid not being fully broken down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
O talusitse gone gore go tota go stretcha. Gore you don't necessarily need to stretch because you're readying yourself for a workout. Bo molemo ja go stretcha ga o tsoga jone.
So one good thing is it wakes you up in a different way. Again, our heart rate goes up a little bit.
Yes.
The second part is when you're sleeping, your body's completely at rest. That means that your muscles can get tense. If you stretch them out, you're preparing them to get into the day and move forward. But most importantly, one of the big things that stretching does is it actually helps you relieve stress. A lot of our struggles, our mental fatigue, our work fatigue is held in the posture of our body. So when we stretch and allow that flexibility, you actually find those triggers within your body being released. And so you can find yourself in a much better and happier mental state, ready to take on the day. Doing those two things, stretching and breathing.
Okay. Then retela re fitela batsadi kana bagolo bana le ma bonno a joel ngore ba bona go jone. Your retired senior citizens. Bo molemo ja gore re incorporate some of these health tips mo these old age homes. How can we encourage our parents, our grandparents, stretch more, go ka ba thusa gone gore ba nne le a better blood flow, ba nne le gone gore ba thapolole kapa ba thapolole di muscle tsa bone ka tsela e ntseng jalo, e be go tokagatsa le botsogo jwa bone ka tsela e ntseng jalo.
You know, gravity is a real thing. None of us avoid it, and it weighs on you over time. Yeah, I mean, if you've been around for a long time, you've been fighting gravity for a long time.
Yeah.
So you'll find that again, it's in the muscles, it's in the bones. So they want to really start hella in the most comfortable way that they can. And you will find gore, blood flow is improved, stiffness is improved, strength is improved, mental acuity is improved. What was the last one? There's a very important one. As we said, strength, flexibility. Harare, we have flexibility again.
No.
And flexibility is improved. So we have, you know, we start at a certain age that some of us have crossed to. Harare, mela rute utore ish.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing that will really help with. So it may be as simple as laying down and crossing one leg over the other, one hip over the other, as far as possible, and doing that the other way. Bend, for elder people, you wouldn't expect them to bend at the waist by mikari now.
Yeah.
They should do it when they're sitting down and try to touch their toes. Okay. And they can cross their legs and try to touch their toes. Reason for that is it puts less strain on the lower back, which often becomes a problem as we get older.
Yeah.
Then having your knees wide and pulling your legs towards you as much as possible. Then lying down face forward. Again, leg behind you, the top leg up behind you, and then switching that up, doing it the other way. And this is a very good one. Laying with your hands forward, kneeling, laying your hands forward in front of you, and then trying to drop your waist and hips as low as possible to open up those hips. A lot of the pain and struggle that we feel comes from strain, stiffness in the hip and lower spine area. And those, everything in your body works together, from your little pinky finger to your little pinky toe. Stiffness here can hurt down there. But that central core of your body, that's where most of it is felt. And that's because that's like, what can we say? It's the middle of everything. It's where everything connects at once. It's a hub. So we want to make sure that that's nice and loose. And I encourage a lot of the elder people to incorporate stretching into their daily routine, 5 to 10 to 15 minutes a day. And they will see a very, very big differences in their mobility and well-being.
Fantastic. Ke ne ke boletsa gone gore ga o na leng kuku ko lapeng, ga o na leng tatemogolo, ga o na le masika a e leng gore o a itse gore go na le mathoko kapa makoa a e leng gore ba tshela ka one, go ba reeletsa o bo o kgona go amogana information e le bone, go ka thusa ka tsela e ntseng jalo. That's the type of community that Greater Than Fitness naturally strives to bring to life. Ra ga ke tsore mafoko a gago a go kgothatsa, mafoko a gago a go gakolola, tebang le thula tota the topic e ne re buisana ka yone mo phirimaneng ya gampeko e ka nna afe.
The long and the short of it is get moving. And moving doesn't always mean vigorous activity.
Yes.
Moving can sometimes be moving very slowly, very intentionally, to activate a stretch or a contraction in your muscles that will, you know, that will benefit you in the long run. It doesn't always have to be hard. Sometimes being soft and being kind to yourself is the best way to get you going. And that doesn't require determination and grit. It can also be ease and elegance.
Fantastic. Baito barialo bare, do something today that the future you will be proud of. Ke tsapa gone gore go simolla mo nakong e leng gore re mo go yone, kapa go simolla ga o leng teng gampieko. E ka re o lebelela ko morago wa iteboga gore mme go gale ke simolotse selo se e leng gore mo isagong kapa mo nakong e leng gore ke tabe ke tsweletse ke ntse ke tshela ke ka kgona gore ke a nywa sengwe kapa ke gole ka yone tsela e ntseng jalo. Re mophanyane ta ke tseye sebaka se ke go leboge ba e leng gore ba eleditse go itse go feta fa, ba e leng gore ba eleditse gore ba ka bereka le Greater Than Fitness ka thotloetso, ba ka dira jalo ka tsela e ntseng jang.
Yes, we look forward to and always appreciate those that reach out to us on our socials. We have at Greater Than Fitness on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, There's another one now. Oh, and WhatsApp channels. That's at greater GR8R than fitness. So if you search for us, you will be able to find us. We are also on all your podcasting platforms. You can always reach out to us there and listen to the shows or repeat them for your friends. And then lastly, you can hit us up on WhatsApp. That's 7579-4535. Send us a WhatsApp. Let us know what topics you'd like to hear about or what your opinions are, and we'll be happy to discuss them with you and the rest of the nation.
Say we shall see you next Wednesday, same place, same dial.
Yes, indeed.
Greater Than Fitness are definitely returning to you next Wednesday. Let's kindly make a date with it. Tangi morena, rego tangi morena.